German college professor and Middle East expert Dr. Wolfgang Schwanitz has been teaching Arabic at Burlington County College in the U.S. state of New Jersey since 2004 and conducting research on U.S. policy in the Middle East. He says a fundamental error is sabotaging U.S. policy there. Specifically, he says, it's clear from researching U.S. policy papers and public debate that U.S. policymakers view Islam as a religion with a political component, while Islam views itself as a political system with a religious component. Moreover, he says, Islam has singled out the U.S. and democracy in general as objects of jihad as far back as 1941. He's written a two-part paper on his findings, part one of which has been published by the Konrad Adenauer Foundation, entitled America's Unwritten Islam Policy. I called him at his office in New Jersey and asked him why he believes the U.S. has this blind spot concerning Islam.
The biggest problem was that American leaders approached Islam just as a religion in the Western sense. That is better to left out of politics. By law, the American government upholds the separation of state and church. That process rarely occurred in Muslim lands. On the contrary, their civilization is based on the unity of power and religion. A lot of American officials never understood that nature of Islamic regions. Discussing all the modern trends in Islam was almost a taboo. The White House policy papers indicate this clearly. Radical Muslims are targeting above all the United States because America is the greatest democracy and obstacle in their way. America was put on their target list in 1941.
Was that the Muslim Brotherhood that specifically?
No. In 1941, America was put on the target list by the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, Amin al-Husseini, who was considered the greatest leader alive among the Muslims. And he agitated with radio broadcast to the Middle East from Berlin.
So he was in Berlin during
that. He was in Berlin for 5 years. He used to be Hitler's guest of honor. This was the German Islam policy to win over the Muslims for their policy in the Middle East. The Germans did it together with the Italians, so to say, the Axis powers. And the Mufti, the Grand Mufti, served them very willingly. He incited all the time jihad against the Americans.
And why are they failing to get it? Why are they failing to understand the political nature of Islam?
Well, America is the country with the most developed separation of state and church. What is more, the government has by law the task not to promote any religion, respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. From here, out of the First Amendment of the Constitution, come some historical origins for not dealing with the many colors of Islam in foreign policy. So they excluded Islam of foreign policy. And that's a big mistake. Only with a full developed Islam understanding, the White House can pursue a smart Islam policy of differentiation and coalition building, and can cope with the trends, factions, movements on local, national, regional, and global level.
Now, we do see people in America like Daniel Pipes, Irshad Manji, now Ayan Hirsi Ali, for example, who've been very critical of political Islam and appear to have people listening to them. Is there a growing understanding of the nature of political Islam?
Among the Western academics, surely there is a growing understanding. But if you look at the vast anti-Western mind poisoning in some strains of Islam, such as the Wahhabi one, it is still a rising global wave of hatred and militancy. Add to this the readiness for jihad by young Muslims in Europe. So the people you named have a far smaller audience than Islamic totalitarians and Western academics.
You can read Dr. Schwanitz's paper on the Konrad Adenauer Foundation's website, www.kas.de. Please be aware it is written mostly in German. The best way to find it is to go to the website, once again, kas.de, and then do a search for Schwanitz. That's S-C-H-W-A-N-I-T-Z, S-C-H-W-A-N-I-T-Z.